AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An Illinois state judge orders Robert Cremo III held without bail on 7 first-degree murder charges. The 21-year-old is accused of firing into a crowd from a downtown rooftop during Monday's 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Lake County State Attorney Eric Reinhart says Cremo gave additional details about the shooting.
He indicated that from the roof of the store, the defendant emptied one clip of, I believe, 30 rounds, and reloaded a second clip. I believe emptied that clip, I'm not positive, and actually reloaded a third time.
Lake County Major Crimes Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli says Cremo got away to neighboring Wisconsin.
While he was driving and he located this celebration occurring in the Madison area, he contemplated another attack with the firearm he had in his car.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes, and this from WISN, says
Monday is another painful reminder that mass shootings are far too common in our country. The Madison Police Department has long recognized this and has developed a series of response plans in case such a situation would take place here in our city.
Teammates, fans, and political leaders rallied at the home court of the Phoenix Mercury, demanding the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner from custody in Moscow. Fellow Mercury Brianna Turner says Griner, BG, should be home.
To know BG is to know such a kind spirit, such a nice person, such a giver. Like, I can go on and on. Everyone's gone on and on about the type of person BG is. And just knowing her and knowing her spirit, knowing her friends, knowing her family, knowing the fans, knowing the support she has, we need to get her back home. She deserves to be home.
In a handwritten letter to President Biden delivered Monday, Griner wrote she feared she would spend forever in a Russian jail. She's on trial, accused of possessing vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. This is AP News. A new report details missed chances to stop the Uvalde, Texas shooting. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
A report released Wednesday on the Uvalde, Texas elementary school massacre reveals the shooter could have been stopped before he entered Robb Elementary School. The report published by Texas State University's Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Program says a police officer armed with a rifle watched the gunman walk toward the school. But when the officer asked a supervisor for permission to open fire, the supervisor either did not hear or responded too late. The review also says some of the 21 victims inside the school, including 19 children, possibly could have been saved had they received medical attention sooner. But police waited more than an hour before breaching the fourth grade classroom. The report also says when they finally entered the classroom, those officers were no better equipped to confront the gunman than they had been up to that point.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.